Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex, undisclosed location, default route. I'm still Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Damn it. I am still Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Damn it. I'm not complaining. I'm not seeking comfort or sympathy. I'm exploring how I feel. So it's no need to form a prayer circle in my support, because I'm still Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Damn it. But I am definitely, like I've been the last month, maybe a couple months, a month or so, uneasy. First I was using the word vulnerable, but that's too much. Then I started using the word susceptible, which seemed to fit a little bit more. And I just now thought of the word uneasy. It's more of that. All I want to do is be in my apartment by myself with my recently installed blackout curtains in the bedroom, my remote controls, and unfortunately, my Black and Miles, some food. It's beyond not just, it's beyond just not wanting to be bothered. It's beyond that. In fact, Wednesday, took a mental health day, which means I woke up and just didn't feel like doing it. And we were supposed to go into the office on that day. I was supposed to drive in, which is usually exciting for me and fun. I call off. And usually when I call off like that, you know, there's a little bit of time after I do where I feel guilty or bad, or the feeling sinks. That didn't last long at all in this Wednesday. I had a Black and Miles left in the house. I had pizza, chicken. I had a very rabbit hole morning. I let myself sink all the way into it. I wouldn't quite call it a depression, but more of an isolation. And I feel this time, I actually felt myself disconnecting from the external world, from like relationships and people. And I guess you could say my support foundation, even though I probably wouldn't want to call it that. But they are, you know, the people around me. I felt like I was regressing from all that. I don't want to say bonds and relationships, because, you know, I'm not a fan of those dependencies. But I felt uneasy and maybe threatened of losing that or losing this, or, you know. Being susceptible or at risk. But I think that might be a little too strong a word. Wait. But I sunk down in it, and I was down in it too, and I felt it. I felt I was down in it. I could feel how the depth at which I was allowing myself to sink in that dark room and TV and just indulgences. And I think I took a nap, or I didn't, or something. At some point, I saw that Garrett Scheider was doing a show in Anaheim. And I'm laying there thinking to myself, oh, shit. Because I knew I had to go. I knew I would really, really, really feel bad, quote unquote bad, if I didn't go. So I got the details, and I set myself up to go. And I went. You could say I drug myself out of the bed. I drug myself out of that whatever thing I was in. And I did it. I went down there. It was like at a undisclosed location. At a studio. So it couldn't be advertised publicly. But I got down there. It's a nice little studio. The thing about the whole evening, I think the main thing about it was that how good it felt to get out, how well I do around other people, maybe even how much I need to be around other people. The swagger instantly comes back. If it's a little small studio in Orange County, and they had lights, they had things set up, and they, you know, they had a few bands that were playing. The entertainment was pretty good. No, it was good. The entertainment was pretty good. It was interesting. You know, I was vibing it, and it was good to be out. It was just good to be out. And just relaxed. And I knew, and I've said it many, many times before, I need to go out more. I need to be around people more. I know that. Because this little spiral that I may be doing in isolation could actually turn into a spiral, into isolation. So once I got out, I was able to look at people and have people look at me and interact and, you know, just be me. It turns back on. I was good. And I could feel how this may have helped me or propel me, you know, my mood or my energy, my mojo, whatever. Maybe it's seasonal. As you can see, it's 70 degrees out here, sunny. So I can't really blame it on the wintry, glum, gray overcast. Actually, it was a beautiful day. In fact, on Wednesday, I took off. I think it got up to 77 degrees. And I didn't see none of it. Didn't want to. As I've said before, what I'm going through is nothing. It's nothing. Absolutely nothing. 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 Don't even. The way everything is relative. And how I feel about it. It's subjective, based on my experiences, my personal experiences, my personal toleration, what I've been through, which is probably nothing in the bigger schemes of life. And I must say this again, compared to things that I see other people going through, this is nothing. But it's an experience that I obviously like to explore, delve into, try to understand, et cetera, et cetera. What I do here at Jeffrey TV. I explore Jeffrey. Today is Friday. I'm at an undisclosed location. We are going to celebrate my niece's birthday at a Korean barbecue. Tonight, I'm excited about that. Even though my weight has ticked up just a little, you can imagine, after Wednesday. It's ticked up a little bit, but I think I'll get it back. I just don't like seeing it going back up. I woke up at 210.6 this morning. And for the last few days, I was waking up under 210. I think I woke up the other day, 208 something, 208.6. In fact, on Wednesday that I didn't go to work, I was 208.6. And I didn't get my steps Wednesday either. Hell, I don't think I got my steps yesterday. Yeah, I haven't got my steps in 2 days now, I think about it. Wednesday, I didn't get my steps. And then after the Garrett Shatter thing in Orange County, I didn't get to sleep till 4 a.m. So I didn't get up and walk. I slept right up till it was time to work. I made it through. I got my steps doing work, so I probably got it. I didn't even get my steps all doing work. Last break, I had to pack. So it was a couple days without getting my steps. This is my first time back after a while. Maybe that's why I feel a certain way. I'm having dreams that also make me feel like isolated or something's going on. Waking up with a certain kind of feeling. Not of despair, but not the happy feeling that I'm used to waking up with. I'm just not, you know, I guess I'm just not used to being super happy and energetic. I hope it don't change with age. I hope as I get older, that serotonin or that testosterone or whatever it is becomes less and less to the body, and I'm losing that, you know? I'm losing that, maybe that bright, happy Jeffrey that I've been so wonderfully blessed with the last 62 years. But, you know, I think I just got to get out there and do it. I got to get back into it. And it'll come. Get back into it. P-Funk show's coming up. Travel coming up. Family stuff. Super Bowl. You know, there's things going on. But right now, the only thing I'm thinking about, getting my black ass home. Oh my God. I walk in that place, shut that door, let's go, ugh. I mean, I over-dramatize it and I overdo it, but still, it's real. I'm like, oh God, I miss you. Because when I leave, you know, I leave it. Everything's supposed to be where it's at pretty much. Nice, everything laid out where it's supposed to be. And so when I walk in, that big, beautiful room that I constructed, they're up there waiting for me. Jeffy TV Studios. Guess you can call it that, huh? Guess you can call it Jeffy TV Studios, huh? Okay. We'll do that. And I know tonight after work, you know, I'll go, this barbecue, I'll have fun, my energy will go up, and I'll even say, damn, I really do need to go out no more. I need to be around people. I need to do this, you know, more often. As soon as it's over, the question is, do I go home right afterwards? Or do I come back to the undisclosed location, spend one more evening with my mother? That's the question. So I do got to get ready to go on a trip. So I do got some stuff I got to do. So we got to see how that's going to work. Would I love to get home tonight as opposed to tomorrow? Hell to the yeah. Think I'll wake up tomorrow in my bed. Which, it may be better if I don't wake up in my bed. If I wake up out here with the focus on getting to my bed, wake up out here, get my steps out here, get dressed and drive back. That means I'd be up, you know, out. It's just I drive, that's gonna give me a little energy. And I can probably do some things on my way home and not be completely lazy the whole day, you know what I mean? If I go home tonight, it's very easy to wake up tomorrow and just blow through the whole day. But again, I hope it doesn't sound like I'm complaining. Just editorializing. Hell, I might even be bragging about it. It's not like I'm bragging about this feeling I'm having. One fun thing yesterday I had nasal pain and a headache. Because it's supposed to rain in the next few days, they say. Blah, blah, whatever. But I took some allergy medicine and a couple Tylenol. Knocked that shit right out. I was impressed. And it was Kroger brand allergy. Kroger brand severe congestion and pain. I think it was called something like that. Severe congestion and pain. Kroger brand. And a couple of Tylenol. I took all four of those pills, which I don't usually do. Woo! It was good. That shit got knocked right out. It doesn't usually happen that way. But I remember that. In fact, I put it in my calendar journal. People walking ahead of me. Give them a little bit more space. I don't remember that. I'm gonna remember that. If that worked. Because when I get those headaches or whatever, they are beyond irritating. Not quite agonizing, but, you know, I just don't like being in pain. But then again, who does? Speaking of pain, it seemed like my ingrown toenail kind of worked itself out. I can still feel it a little bit, but not as much. Now I think I got a corn on my pinky toe on the left, on the right toe. Did I get every now and then? I got a knife I cut it off with every so often. It's been a while. Just got a knife to slice it off. It's kind of fun. Just admit it. Cut it down to the skin. And it's, you know, it's a little tender at first, but it works out. But the ingrown toenail, my left foot, I can still feel it. It's still there, but it's nowhere near as painful or bad or irritating as it was. But we made it all the way to Alabama. Thank you for being here with me. Y'all, my therapy. Self-therapy. McDonald's, look at them. Golden Arches, baby. You see that? I can't see what you see. By the way, I'm positioning the camera, but happy Friday. I mean, it really was good to be out. It really was good. In fact, you know, it just, no, I ain't gonna say that these was country folks or rural folks, but they were like Orange County, just plain people, you know, none of the Hollywood swagger or no hip-hop-ish thing, just like regular white people. You know, just nice, regular white people. And in fact, one of the studio rats there was a girl. You know, I couldn't tell how old she was. She was, you know, she was like mediumly cute to where you could see she was more techie and not tomboyish, but just, you know, more techie than feminine. And I saw her running around the place doing the cameras and doing the lights. And you can see, I saw that look. I know that look on her face because I've had it where you want to get your cameras to the right place and you're checking your mics, you're checking this, you're checking that, you know. I call her a studio rat. And then it kind of surprised me that after she started singing, I was like, whoa, now. You know, she got on the mic and was kind of singing. And I was like, whoa. This other lady or girl, woman, I met. And we were just talking and stuff. And not really talking, you know, just greetings, you know, back and forth a little bit. And she went and got food. She came back with her food. I was like, ooh. I was like looking at her food. I said, pardon me for staring at your food, but I was thinking about getting some. That I was trying to say the calories, you know. And I guess it was between songs. Tally. And this other black dude was, you know, sitting on opposite sides of us. Because I was like sitting in a higher chair. She was like sitting on the couch, lower chair, whatever. She said, you want me to make you a sandwich? Them Negroes heard that. They exploded. He was like, what? Tally like, what? You out here? You got a woman offering to make you a sandwich? And his brother, other brother said, he heard it too. He said, I heard that. Both of them kind of took off with it. And I have to admit, and she was just, you know, that kind of person. Just like I said, she said she was raised in the desert and lives like out in a ranch or someplace, you know, out. Not urban, not a city person, but, you know, more of a, not rural, but, you know, just a, like, generic white person, I guess you'd call it. You know, whatever, you know. And so it was cool. It was funny. She was like, yeah. I was like, no, I'm good. She made me one anyway and gave it to me. I was so happy. She made me one. Because she basically had some meat on her plate. And she had a couple rolls. She said, because I was looking at her. I guess she saw me looking at her food. She said, you want me to make you a sandwich? The Negroes heard that. And they took off. And like little stuff like that reminds me that I'm Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, goddammit. And I have to admit that it's kind of nice, or I may enjoy not feeling that way sometimes like now. I have to admit, I do like feeling that way or exploring this feeling that I have right now, not being 100%, what I call 100%, what I call not being 100%. But I'll be okay. It's nothing. I'm sure I've said probably arrogantly and egotistically, this is probably what most of humanity feels like every day. And I'm sure there's some people who would even wish to feel this quote unquote good, even though I don't. It's like maybe I'm running at 80%, when some people may never get to 80%, when I'm used to running at 110. Well, not used to, when I'm used to running at 95, 98, and have experienced 110, 120%, where I'm just turned on, turned up, just energized and feeling good and kicking indoors and killing it, and just, you know, in harmony with everything, vibe and music, taking it all in, expressing it all out. Could be seasonal. Could be seasonal. But I am looking forward to getting home. I am looking forward to getting home. I mean, the idea of going home after dinner tonight is enticing. But, and there is, and this is another thing too I gotta probably put out there. I feel not obligated, but I feel not a need, but an attraction or whatever to spend time with my mother during right now what she's going through. Whatever, I just, not obligated, but I feel like I should be here, you know, to help her out or whatever, what she's going through. Now, I'm not the caregiver time, and I don't do much. Even my sister said, we understand, you know, you ain't this and that. We get that part. She was talking about, one time I was talking about, yeah, what if I stay here? If I move in, can I get paid to move in? She said, what? She said, we get the part that, you know, you ain't good at caregiving, you ain't gonna do this, you ain't gonna do that. But you wanted to get paid. And we laughed. Yeah. And I was like, I am what y'all made me. She said, we know that. We get that part. That part, we know who you are. It's just the fact that you wanted to move in and get paid to not do nothing. Get paid as a caregiver, knowing doggone well there's certain things I just ain't gonna do. But I was, you know. But every time I come out, my mother said, she happy I'm here, you know. And I'm like, why? She'd be like, I'm so glad you're here. And I'd be like, why? And she'll never answer the question.
Wait.
I mean, she's struggling.
Wait.
A little bit, but she's hanging in there. And I find it commendable, considering what she's going through. I find it commendable, considering what she's going through. You know, her spirits and how she handled it. Because I'm not sure I could lie in a bed for 2 years, not having to get up, not to stand up or go to the bathroom or anything like that for 2 years and still have any kind of spirit. She's losing the ability to use her hands and throat, speech, all that, you know, but her mind is still pretty much 100%. She definitely has things she wants. And, you know, she wants to stick to her routine, but she can't really do anything. She has to have somebody to do it for her. And I know. Just kill me. Just leave some pills here or something. I'll do the rest. But then again, I always say, I don't know. I cannot say what it'll feel like to be in that position. And I won't say. I don't even want to speculate. Well, I did just say it, but, you know, I really don't know what it's like to be there until I get there. And now I get to see her go through it, watch my father go through it. So you kind of, you know, not know what to expect, but you see, you know, one aspect of the end of life phase. Because it's all going to end for us all, one way or the other. Maybe now, maybe a million years from now, maybe hundreds of years from now, but it's going in. And I mean for the individual. I'm giving the individual the fact that they can live 100 years. I'm not putting a cap on that. I'm not saying 100 years you're dead. No. You live as long as you can live. It could be As long. But it's going in. We all got to go through it. So, when I came out tonight, I'll probably pack up. Have my car packed up, ready to go, to not come back. because the place we having dinner at, I ain't gonna say it's halfway towards my house, but it's a good chunk. It's a nice little chunk towards home. Still definitely closer to come back here. Still definitely closer to come back to my mother's house. Way closer, in fact. But, oh my God. Now I'm fantasizing about being home. Going to Korean barbecue, eating, have a good time, full stomach, get in the car, drive back, give me a pack of Black & Milds, and it's on. I won't even get no sweets or nothing. I won't even get no food. Sit in my apartment, my remote, on my YouTube. Oh God. And 2 days off. Cause see, this 2 days off is important. Let me tell you why this 2 days off is important. Because after the 2 days off, I work 5 days, then I jump on the airplane and I go to Ohio. That's 2 weeks, no Jeffrey days. It's not bad, I'm not complaining. Me and my daughter, we got it down. We seem to have found a nice little balance. You know, the way we hang out, the way she works and this and that. So I'm not complaining about that at all. In fact, it's, I got hellified accommodations. I got a hell of a, I got my own bathroom. I got an entrance and exit right there. Kitchen is right there. So if I want to get food or something like that, it's like right there. Yeah. I'm thinking about it. Did you hear me say hi to that? Whatever that was, it was sitting there. I guess it was a girl. Now what she was doing sitting there, I'm not sure. I mean, she wasn't doing nothing lewd or lascivious, nothing. She was sitting there. It's a little bit too cute to be just waiting on the bus. Little too cute just to be waiting on the bus. She put that smile on me into my eyes and had her chest all hanging out. And I could see her getting them together. And she saw me walking up and she smiled all hard. And She got me. They know how to do it. Even notice I had a moment of silence afterwards. Big bright smile and just you know, just open like that. Whatever that like that means. Wherever you want to take it. Oh well. So I'm thinking about it. Thinking about it. Do I stay or do I go? Now that I think about it, because I'm gonna be traveling, I should go home so I can get rest. Have a few days to myself. That could be my reasoning. Yeah. And driving home at night has its advantages. Getting there tonight definitely has its advantages. So I gotta see. I gotta figure something out. Then I'll be like leaving right after work. I'm not coming back. And I won't be back to see my mother for maybe a month. Because I'll be gone for 2 weeks. And coming back, I need a week. I need a week to myself after I get back. Or at least a weekend, you know. Or some time. I don't know. But either way, these are probably some problems to have. They are very probably some good problems to have. So I'm swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be, the totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell.